Carpenter and Rothman's NFL Picks.
Brought to you by your Central Ohio Chevy dealers. Find new roads at your Central Ohio Chevy dealers.
My goodness.
Oh, I love it.
Championship Sunday.
Yeah.
Tennessee at Kansas City. That's the first game on Sunday. 3:05 kick.
Mm-hmm. Where are we going
and
with this?
It's a 7.5-point spread for Kansas City right now. I do believe they got their wake-up call, and it was one of those wake-up calls where you got hit over the head with a bat, and somehow you survived,
yeah.
And then you survived and you thrived.
Right.
And if they were going to get a scare, one scare in the playoffs, they got that one out of the way.
Yep.
And that's where I'm kind of going with this. And I know I'm – it feels wrong to pick against Tennessee getting 7.5. That's the tough part. But I will say this. You go back to the game earlier in the year where the Titans beat them 35-33.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they were 5-point home dogs that day.
Mm-hmm.
It's a game that if you look back at it, that – and I really – if you go back into that game, you can find the highlights and see how many things had to go right
mm-hmm.
for the Titans to win that game. Now, the Chiefs – at that game had a win probability of like 99% in the final minutes of that game. 99%.
Yeah.
They had 160-yard edge in total, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't nearly as strong as they are now, right?
Yeah.
Mahomes, what their run defense has absolutely gotten better, and that's going to be the key to this game.
Mm-hmm.
And Mahomes was pretty hobbled coming into that game, right? He had just
fresh
come off
the injury.
He's fresh off the dislocated kneecap.
And shredded him.
And you factor all that into this, the Titans, I'm not saying 7.5 is anything to brush aside because
right.
It's a decent point spread. It's a threshold point spread. It's a 7.5. It gets you over the touchdown line. And I believe in Vrabes and what that team is. They're going to have to get everything out of Henry that he's already given them.
Yeah.
And then hope that Kansas City, I mean, Kansas City was dead in the water and they threw up 50 plus, right?
I know.
And so I am going to take the Chiefs to cover. It's a rough spread, like I said, but if I'm going to err on the side where I'm going to be more confident, to me, it's the Chiefs, and I'll lay the 7.5.
I like a lot of everything that you just laid out there, AR. And you talk about that first matchup where Tennessee gets that thing done. And look, they had to block a field goal. Or, yeah. You know, Kansas City had a
so
chance to get it
things.
Done. Right. At the end. Mahomes fresh off that injury. 36 of 50, 446, and 3 touchdowns. We know what he's about. We just watched it last week, like AR just touched on. Going up against Houston where they score 40-plus points just in a row. Like it was nothing. Like it was absolutely just a walk in the park for them. My focus here, AR, is not going to be Derrick Henry,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to be Ryan Tannehill, AR, because I don't think that he can get away with some of the stat lines we've been seeing over the last couple weeks and go into Arrowhead and win this game. Yeah. I just don't see it. I know what it's about with Derrick Henry. Him running for a $170+ over the last couple weeks or $180, whatever the heck it is, it's absolutely incredible. That's how they want to win the game with him. We all know that. But I just think that Kansas City is the one team that's time of possession proof. I just think it doesn't matter with them because they can score so fast, so quick, and it's just – it's a dangerous game you play going up against them. So they won the style matchup last week against Baltimore. And then the week before that against New England, we all knew they didn't really have an offense that scared you, that being the Patriots. This now is just a completely different beast. And I don't know how Dean Pease, the defensive coordinator for Tennessee, how do you go about this, AR? Do you draw up a whole bunch of blitzes and go after Patrick Mahomes? Or do you sit back and allow him to pick you apart? Me, personally, man, I think you have to be aggressive against him and bring some pressure. Either way, it's a double-edged sword. It really
poison,
is.
Right?
I get it. I'm rolling with Kansas City. I think they cover in this game, but I think I just really believe that Kansas City is the team right now. They're special, and we all know it.
Same spread in the Niners-Green Bay game, 6:40 on Sunday is the kick. And from a perspective, when you talk about numbers, these teams are not close. They're just not. But one guy, there's one Hall of Famer playing quarterback for the green and gold.
Yep.
And that's the difference. The Niners are 2 yards better by net yard per play. They're stronger on both sides of the ball. And you go back to the game they played, and I know the Packers had some linemen out, and it's a big deal. It's 7.5 spread is another threshold spread where most sports books sit with only a few holding at 7. I mean, most are at 7.5. And listen, there is some hidden value when you have Aaron Rodgers because the throttling they took early is why the spread is where it is, yeah. Right?
Absolutely.
If that was a closer game, there's no way. This should be 4.5 at best, right? So it makes me feel like I have to take the points in this because I have a Hall of Fame quarterback and I'm getting 7.5.
Mm-hmm.
And now LaFleur versus Shanahan bothers me a little bit, but the great equalizer is Rodgers. And this is why I'm going to ride with the points in this one, a team that got hammered. The Packers tend to win close games. Green Bay is 9-1 in games decided by a touchdown or less. And that's big for me. And I expect this to be a hard-fought game. There'll be a lot of pressure on Garoppolo.
Of course.
Rodgers can deal with the pressure. I think Aaron Jones can take some off of him. And while I want to see the game that I've been touting for weeks, Green Bay and Kansas City, a repeat of Super Bowl I in the 100th season of the NFL,
yeah.
I'm going to take the Packers in the points, and I hope that they can win it outright. And this is coming from a Viking fan.
But
I will take the points.
Okay. Look, I've been waiting, AR.
I think San Fran squeaks it.
Waiting for the magical Aaron Rodgers game to happen. When you go back and look at the halfway point of the year, he's been fine. He has been fine. You touched on Aaron Jones. That guy has been a monster, especially when it comes to scoring touchdowns. But I think, AR, this is going to be a game where he has to put it on his shoulders show us. I am the old Aaron Rodgers still, and I can get this thing done because when you look at what he has at his disposal, we know about Devontae Adams. But my question is, AR, what other pass catchers are going to join this party? Because that is definitely going to be the focus of San Francisco, slow down Devontae Adams. But Jimmy Graham, all the other guys that we know on their roster, they have to make plays through the air because up front, we know that this San Francisco D-line is the truth. All their first-rounders last week had a sack in that game.
Yeah.
So they pay off on the hype, and rightfully so, because they are that good as advertised. But Aaron Rodgers is that dude. And I don't believe in Jimmy G still as far as getting the ball down the field. He throws a lot in the middle of the field. When you go look at his numbers as far as throwing the ball deep, he doesn't really do a lot of that. So I'm going with the quarterback I trust more, even though, you know what, actually, I'm going to backtrack this live on the air. I'm rolling with the Niners.
You're laying the 7.5. Both favorites.
And I think the Niners are going to win this game. I think I'm looking at Kansas City and San Fran. Even though I don't trust Jimmy G, their defense and their running game is too good.
Okay, those are your picks. All right, so we both like the Chiefs laying the points.
I thought I was talking myself into Green Bay, but I got
the more you talk about it, the more it helps you get there, Matty.
Yeah.